12 this morning. It's been a great privilege and an honor to be able to share the word of the Lord again this morning with you. And I want to continue on this series that I've started a few weeks back. We've had the Get Ready conference in the middle, but we've entitled the series, The Year of Victory and His Manifest Love. And I want to talk a little bit this morning in these next few minutes that we've got together from our theme scripture, wherever you're watching from. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. The word of the Lord says, fight the good fight, lay hold on eternal life. What does that word life mean? Come on, that word life is Zoe. All right, for everyone that heard, and you've already heard me say this, I want you to write in your Bibles right there the word Zoe. That is the original word that word life is, the Zoe life, whereunto thou art also called. And haste, profess the good profession before many witnesses. That word life is the word Zoe life. Now, the Bible also says down in John 6, verse 63, for it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are Zoe. They are life. Those have been the scriptures that have been our foundational scriptures as we've been taking the Word of God over this period. Now, I want you to turn with me very quickly to the book of Luke. We're looking in a few different verses of the book of Luke. And we picked up a story. And I want to abbreviate it for a moment because of where I need to get to today as I deal with this very topic of fear. But we picked up a story of the man by the name of Jairus, if you remember. And Jairus came to Jesus because of the need for his daughter to be made whole. But Jesus came, and when he met Jesus, he spoke to Jesus, and he shared a few things with Jesus. And Jesus spoke back to him and began a journey with him because of his faith towards his home where the daughter was. On the journey towards the daughter, something happened. And we picked this up in Luke chapter 8, verse 41, and we read through verse 41, and we moved on to verse 42, and so we went down. But in part of the story, we picked up that something happened. And Jesus is on the journey, and a woman, the Bible says, who had an issue of blood all these years, comes up behind Jesus and touches the hem of Jesus' garment. Now, we've gone through the story, so I just want to get to where I need to, and I need to recap for those of you that weren't here. The woman touches the hem of Jesus' garment. Jesus stops. Jairus is in this place where the faith of Jairus, remember what I said, got Jesus to move in his direction, but the faith of the woman with the issue of blood got Jesus to stop. What was the common denominator? Faith. Because your faith can get Jesus on the move, or your faith can get Jesus to stop, depending on where you are, depending on what your need is. And we spoke a little bit about that. Because Jesus was not making the decisions of where he needed to go and what he needed to do, faith was. And that's what we dealt with. Jesus speaks and Jesus touches the woman, and as the woman touched him, power goes out of Jesus' body. And Jesus says, who touched me? And the story goes on. And at that moment, down in verse 48, all right, someone comes and they speak down in actually verse 49. And while Jesus is busy ministering and power has been released to him for the woman with the issue of blood, they come up to Jairus and they say to him, it's too late. Your daughter is dead. In other words, they say, Master, too late. We got as far as that in the story. It was at that point where I wanted to declare to you, understand that it is never too late for your faith. Come on. Say to the person next to you, it's never too late. If you remember, this is where we got to in the story, and we needed to end. Now, for the sake of time, I needed to get us to that same point. Because at that moment, something happened where this death messenger came to Jairus and said to him, it's too late. The thing I loved about the story down in verse 50, and I want you to look down in verse 50, Jesus answers the messenger. Remember, this is the messenger of death, but Jesus answers the messenger who came and said to Jairus, your daughter is dead. Leave the master, it's too late. What does Jesus do? Jesus answers by faith. He answers and he says to Jairus, he says these words, fear not. I want you all to shout out the words, fear not. He says, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Fear not. Believe only, and she will be made whole. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand something. That the reason Jesus answered was because at that moment, Jesus had not yet gone to the cross. He had not yet gone up to heaven, and the Holy Spirit had not been yet released across the earth. The reason Jesus answered was Jesus wanted faith to answer the spirit of death, the messenger of death. Jesus did not want Jairus to allow one moment of negative fear to grab his heart, his mind in any way. Because I want to declare to you that your miracle is based within your faith. Someone say amen. Your miracle is based upon your decision of faith. I don't know what you're believing for. I don't know what you're trusting for. But as we get into this word over these next few minutes, I want you to understand that the enemy of faith is fear. I want to say that again. The enemy of faith is fear. Fear is the thing that will come and grab a hold of you, and I want to talk for these next 30 minutes on fear. Because it's fear that will come and grab a hold of you. It's fear that wants to stop you dead in your tracks. It's fear that wants to stop you on your journey to the victorious place of the manifest goodness of God in your home. Fear wants to come and get in your mind. Fear wants to come and detract everything from you. Because I want you to understand fear and faith are both spiritual forces. Now, if I had to draw a line over here as a line on a compass, stay with me here. Down on this way is south. Down on this side is north. They are both points on a compass. North and south, both compass points. But the two compass points are opposite to each other. Now, as I'm teaching, I want you to hear what God's saying. The two compass points, although are opposite to each other, they are both points on the compass, the same as fear and faith. Both fear and faith are both spiritual forces. But here's the interesting thing. Fear and faith are both forces of faith. Let me say this again. Fear and faith are both spiritual forces of faith. In other words, you will either have faith in the spirit of faith of what God has for you, or you will have faith in fear. You see, where are you going to put your faith? Are you going to put your faith in faith, or are you going to put your faith in fear? Because you can't have fear without the faith of fear. In other words, you believe that fear is more dominant on this side of the compass point then faith is dominant on this side of the compass point. All you've done is you have attached your faith to the spiritual force of fear by faith. Are you hearing here what I'm saying? I'm wanting to teach this very quickly. Because the problem is we think fear is opposed to faith. Now, fear is opposed to faith, but it's actually your decision of faith that determines where the opposition is. Because when you put your faith in faith, you will move in the place of where God has for you. When you put your faith in the fear, fear will dominate your life by faith. Let me say it this way. This is a tweet you can make. You can take your phone out and you can tweet this out. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Can I say that again? Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. In other words, when you allow yourself to tolerate fear within your life, what you are actually doing by having fear being tolerated within your life, you have allowed your faith to become contaminated. Because that's all that fear-tolerated faith is. It is contaminated faith. You hear what I'm saying now? Fear, on this side of the compass point, on the extreme side of the compass point, fear is faith in death. Faith on this other side of the compass point. Faith over right on the opposite side is faith in God. So you place yourself in a position of faith where either you're going to have faith in God or you're going to have faith in death. Now remember what we're declaring this year to be. It's the year of victory over death. That's what this year is all about. We've declared it over 2014. It's the year of victory. It's not just any victory. It's victory over death. It's over every fear. It's over everything that has plagued your mind, plagued your life, held you back. This is the year where you are going to get victory over this. Why? Because you've got an understanding of your faith. And you're not going to allow your faith to become contaminated. And how does that become contaminated? By tolerating fear. Now, look at when Adam was created, right in the beginning. When Adam sinned, what happened in the beginning? He turned. The word turn is a word we use in the Christian language as repent. What is repent? It's when you turn around. What did Adam do when Adam sinned in the beginning? Adam was created in the image of God. In other words, no fear whatsoever within his life. He was in faith. God kind of faith. Are you with me? When sin came in, what he did was he turned, he repented. Now, don't get confused. This is not repenting to God. This is repenting from God. In other words, he turned his back. As you came to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you turned your back on sin to God. Adam turned his back on God and he walked towards sin, being fear. In other words, what he said by sin coming in is that I believe. He turned his back and he put his faith that was in God, he put his faith in Satan. Now this sounds terrible, but you got to get the revelation of this. When you disconnect from God by faith, connect yourself automatically by faith to. When fear comes into your life and you allow your life to tolerate fear, you are contaminating your faith, and you are saying that the fear within your life is bigger than the faith within your life. Come on. I'm wanting you to get this revelation. You see, the enemy of faith is fear. Fear connects you to death. Fear connects you to the spirit of death. Fear connects you to the spirit of fear and holds to it, and it draws on it from the spirit of death. Who's the spirit of death? That's not a trick question. Who's the spirit of death? The enemy, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, and however you want to call him. When you change from your connection of faith to faith in God, and you allow fear to come into your heart in any way, understand what you have just done is you have connected yourself to the spirit of death. Let me ask you a question. How many of you are afraid of flying? Come on, lift your hand. Be bold. Lift your hand. Come on. Okay, let me ask another question, because you're looking at me confused, because I know there are more of you. Are you telling me when that airplane bounces and hops all over the sky, you just sit there and say, glory, hallelujah? No, you don't. You grab a hold of that seat. You put your fingernails into that seat. You hold on. Maybe you've never flown. Let me ask you another question. How many of you are scared of heights? Come on, lift your hand. When you're high up, okay? Now, here's the issue. You are not scared of flying. You are scared of dying. Let's just get it clear. Because you will never be scared of heights if you weren't scared of death. So what has happened? I asked you a question. How many of you are scared of heights? Let me just see again. How many of you are scared of heights? Lift your hand. Come on. I just want to see. Because I'm setting you up here for something. It's me. I'm setting you up. I'm telling you up front. Okay? You're scared of heights. No. You're not scared of heights. You're scared of falling from that height and dying. Because you would have no problem standing on top of the tallest cliff, tallest building in the world. You would hang your feet over. You would hang your feet over. If you did not have a care in the world about your life, you would have no fear of heights. You say, Pastor, that's a little bit harsh. No, it's the truth. You see, when you allow fear to contaminate your thinking, what does it do? It detracts you from the faith where you should be applying your energy of faith. And fear keeps you in failure, keeps you in lack. Fear keeps you from what God has for you, because you have allowed the fears of the past failures to keep you. Now, we can talk a lot of areas of fear, and we're going to get into that. But you need to understand that your fear connects you to the spirit of fear. Job says these words. He says, the very things that I fear came upon me. Come, Waldo. The very things I feared came upon me. He asked the question, where are you putting faith? in your business, in your home, in your family, in your circumstance? Where are you putting your faith? What are you believing? What are you focusing on? Because any amount of fear that you have within your mind, heart, is nothing more than the fear of death. You've got to get to the root here. You worry about your children, worry about your job, you worry about your business, you worry about your house, you worry about things that grab a hold of you. What are you doing? The worry that is upon you is a fear, because the word worry is fear. Worry is a result of fear. But when that becomes you, Job says, he says, the very thing that was my fear became me. Because he had sidetracked his faith. And he had put his faith in his fear. Now think about it. Think about how it could reverse when you put your faith in faith. I want to tell you a story. And I had a lot more to share, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to